Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Huawei announced its next foldable device, the Mate X2, with two OLED 90Hz screens, an 8-inch 2480 by 2200 display that now unfolds from the inside of the device, as well as a 6.45-inch exterior display to use when folded. Inside is a Kirin 9000 SoC, 8GB of RAM. It launches with the Android 10-based EMUI 11, but will receive an update to Harmony OS in April, coming to China on February 25th for 17,999 yuan. That's about $2,785 US dollars. Security researchers at Red Canary discovered a new type of Mac malware it's calling Silver Sparrow that's infected almost 30,000 endpoints as of February 17th and supports Apple's M1 chips. It's unclear how the malware is installed on machines or what its purpose is, as researchers have not seen any second-stage payload sent to it while monitoring. Microsoft has completed its investigation into its own SolarWinds-related breach and found no evidence that attackers abused Microsoft internal systems or official products to further their attacks. Attackers did use the SolarWinds Orion IT platform to access source code for a small subset of Azure components, a small subset of Intune components, and a small subset of Exchange components. Netflix launched a new feature called Downloads for You on Android, which will automatically download content on mobile based on your watch history. When the feature is first turned on, users can dedicate 1, 3, or 5 gigabytes of storage for downloads, and downloaded content can be cast to larger displays directly from a phone. Facebook deleted the primary page of the Myanmar military for repeated violations of its community standards prohibiting the incitement of violence. The company previously banned accounts of 20 senior Myanmar military officials in 2018 and took down 70 fake accounts and pages operated by the Myanmar military ahead of the country's November elections. WhatsApp confirmed that users who do not accept its new terms of service by its May 15th deadline will still be able to receive calls and notifications for a few weeks afterwards, but won't be able to read or send messages from the app. WhatsApp will apply its inactive user policy to users who don't accept the new policy, with accounts able to be deleted after 120 days. Neiman Labs published data from Chartbeat showing a drop of 15-20% in traffic to Australian news publishers Friday after Facebook began stopping people from posting links to those sites. Australia's treasurer Josh Frydenberg said Friday he will be talking to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about the situation. The analysts at Gartner report that Apple grew iPhone sales 14.9% in the year in Q4 to 79.9 million units, surpassing Samsung as the top global smartphone vendor for the first quarter since 2016. Samsung saw sales decline 11.8% in the year to 62 million units, while overall smartphone sales decreased 5.4% in Q4. According to the Microsoft 365 roadmap, Microsoft plans to add machine learning-based text predictions to Word in March. The feature will highlight grayed-out predictions as a user types, which can be accepted with the Tab key and rejected with Escape, with the feature able to be disabled entirely. Samsung launched support for electrocardiogram and blood pressure monitoring in 31 countries on the Galaxy Watch Active 2 and Galaxy Watch 3 through the Samsung Health Monitor app, including most of Europe, Chile, the UAE, and Indonesia. The feature was previously only approved for use in the US and South Korea. Amazon's first product in its new Build It product pre-order system reached its goal. Its Echo-connected smart sticky note printer will start shipping somewhere between July and September, while its smart cuckoo clock and smart scale haven't yet hit 50% of their goals as of this recording. Google informed its advertising partners that it will lift its ban on political ads on February 24th. Google had instituted the ban on January 13th following violent events in the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. TechCrunch's sources say Twitter offered to acquire the Indian social media startup ShareChat in a $1.1 billion deal, as well as committed to further invest $900 million. The deal is no longer being considered, but Twitter had expressed interest in taking ShareChat's short video platform Moj to international markets. And finally, Bloomberg sources say Apple is in talks with several LiDAR sensor suppliers as part of its ongoing efforts to develop a self-driving electric vehicle. Apple has reportedly developed the software stack for the sensors in-house, but sources say a vehicle launch is still estimated at 5 years away. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.